God's word, they're studying God's word.
我们听到上帝的话，我们也读上帝的话。
Or we'll hear a sermon like this.
就像我现在在讲道一样。
Sometimes we know God by observing, like we observe God.
有的时候我们是观察来认得上帝。
We can see God at work in someone's life. I don't know, you've probably seen that before where you see God transforming someone's heart. You see the life that we just talked about in someone's life, that they're living it out.
你们可能有些人看到你周围的人看到他认识上帝以后他的生命的改变。
And then there's other times that we're not just listening or we're not observing, but we ourselves are engaged, we're experiencing God.
有的时候我们也不只是听到看到上帝，我们也经历到上帝。
We see His active hand in our lives.
我看到上帝的手在我们身上做工。
We're experiencing, you know, when we read about who His character is, we experience His character, the attributes of His character. We experience it in our hearts and in our lives.
我们知道神的属性以后，我们就知道他在我们身上做什么事情。
And when we experience God like that, typically it leaves an imprint, like it's pressed into our lives.
当我们知道经历神的时候，我们知道他的手在我们的身上留下了痕迹。
Now this past week, my family, we had the chance to go out to New York.
过去上几周我和我家里的人一起到纽约去看我的妹妹。
We're fortunate. My sister lives in Brooklyn.
我的妹妹住在 Brooklyn.
And so on the way back, we wanted to surprise our kids. So we instead of our normal route that we went, we went back and we took them to Niagara Falls.
当我们回家的路程，我们决定让我们的孩子有个特别的惊喜，所以我们不走应该回来的路，我们绕道要去尼加拉瀑布。
Now our kids have no knowledge of Niagara Falls.
我们小孩根本不知道什么是尼加拉瀑布。
And so we arrived kind of later in the evening. We checked into our hotel, we said to them, do you know where we're at right now?
当我们住到旅馆的时候，我们就问我们的孩子了，你想不想我们现在到哪里去？
And we said, look around, see if you can see some of the names of the hotels and some of the signs.
你在周围看看，看看他们的旅馆，周围的旅馆他们应该叫些什么名字。
And they said, no, we don't know where we're at, we don't know.
我的孩子说，我们看了半天不知道，是有什么不同。
And I said,Guess what? We're taking you to Niagara Falls.
那我告诉你，我现在带你们去看尼加拉瀑布。
And then screaming and rejoicing erupted in the back of our van.
我的孩子就从车子后面很高兴的就大叫起来了。
They were jumping up and down and screaming in their seats.
他们在就是车上的座位就跳上跳下的这么的高兴。
And then one of our kids said, "Wait."What's Niagara Falls?
当我当中一个孩子他说等一等，他说怎么是尼加拉瀑布？
They didn't have no knowledge. I think maybe heard of it, maybe, but they had no knowledge of Niagara Falls.
他们真的是不知道什么叫尼加拉瀑布。也许他们曾经听过，但是他没有什么印象。
You see, and so their first knowledge was to be able to hear the falls.We got there late at night, and so we drove into the parking lot. Go ahead.
那就是晚上到的时候，我们就驾车，你知道，到这个听到尼加拉瀑布。
And we knew that the fireworks were going to go off at 10 p.m. So we were racing down the parking lot and trying to get to the falls before the fireworks went off.
我们知道那天晚上就如果在十点钟他们有那个放烟火，所以我们希望在十点钟已经赶到尼加拉瀑布那里面去。
And Sarah said, she's like, I can hear them. You could hear like, we're way back, but you can hear the falls. You can hear the roaring of the falls.
我的太太就告诉我说我已经可以听到了，你知道他的那个烟火的声音在很后面。
You know, and that was the first sense that the kids had of like, there's something big There's something big out in front of us.
这是我孩子第一个印象，就是哇，这个是很大的好像事情。
And the fireworks went off, and we could see the fireworks going off, and we finally reached the falls.
所以当他烟火放完了以后，我们就更可以走进这个瀑布那边去。
And so it was. Some of you have been to the Niagara Falls before. It was truly, you know, it's magnificent. It's amazing. I remember when I first went to the falls, I was like, this is not going to be a big deal. it's not a big deal. But it's pretty amazing.
我相信你们很多人去过尼加拉瀑布，你知道这是非常特别的奇观，你知道我第一次去的时候也不觉得什么，但是我真的后来去看的时候，我觉得真是很了不起的。
You know, and at nighttime they have these giant lights that light up the falls, and they change colors, the red and blue, and so you can see the falls in just various colors.
在晚上之后，他们还会打跟灯光，有不同的颜色，有红的、绿的，各种的颜色打在瀑布上，是非常漂亮的。
And we stood at the railing for a while, and we watched the fireworks, and then you take another perspective. We went up on this balcony that overhangs the falls, and we just watched.
我们起先是走到那个栏杆旁边看，后来我们又绕道到上面有一个，你可以到一个看台上去看那个瀑布。
You see, so we knew the falls in a different way. We could at least observe the power.And the majesty and the beauty, it's just really a neat place.
我们看瀑布的时候，我们脑筋里有不同的印象，不同的感觉，它真的是非常好看的。
You see, but the next day, the cool thing is there's a boat, you know. The next day, we got up the next morning, and we got onto a boat, called the Maid of the Mist, and you know, we experienced the falls in another way.
第二天早上我们就去坐船，你知道这个船的名字，据我记得叫做那个雾中的美人。
See, we can go in, you know, like some of you have done this before, where you go in and you're on the boat and you get these funny looking ponchos and you cover yourself with plastic, you know, and you go in and you ride on the falls and you get closer and you get closer and pretty soon.My kids were like, are we going into the falls? Are we like going under the falls? And we're like, no, we're not going under the falls. But you get close enough where you can feel the wind from the falls. And you can feel the water droplets like just on your face, you know. And everyone gets close and they can just, the water hits your face.
有人你们去过的话一定知道穿的这种雨衣，你知道在那个瀑布的后面就走，我的小孩起先很怕是不是在瀑布下面，我告诉他们不是的，但是你就感觉那个很多的雨水就冲到你的脸上。
And to me, that's what lasts, you know, that's what you remember, you know, you remember this, the feeling that you have, and it leaves an impression in your heart, in your mind.
这个就是我们看瀑布的时候，这些景观一直在你的脑海里面会有这种感觉。
And this morning, we're looking at the grace of God.
今天呢，我们想到上帝的恩典。
We're looking this morning particularly at when Peter experiences the grace of God.
我们特别提到就是。彼得他真的亲身过经历过上帝的恩典。
He's not doing a study. He's not doing a study on the grace of God. He's not looking at some of the Old Testament where God shows His grace there.
他不是只是看书知道上帝的恩典。
He's not observing the grace of God where he's looking at someone else's life and he can go, wow, I can see God's grace in their life.
他不只是感觉到上帝的恩典，他也是经历神的恩典。
Peter in our story this morning, he is experiencing like the water droplets on his face. He's experienced God's grace.
彼得就好像他觉得我们到尼加拉瀑布那个雨点洒在他脸上一样，他有真正的感受。
And I don't know, maybe you have too, but it leaves a permanent imprint on Peter, like he never forgets it, like his life is transformed, is changed.
彼得像很多人一样，他永远不会忘记神在他身上的恩典，他的作为。
You know, I want to define grace. I want to, because I know sometimes we talk about grace, and it's not a word that we use often when we speak.
我们常常在会谈话的时候，跟别人并不常常提到恩典这个字。
A simple definition: when we talk about God's grace, it's His goodness. It's His goodness when we deserve punishment. Okay.
我们解释到上帝的恩典的时候，就是说指有些人他实际上是应该得到处罚的，但是上帝都不这样做。
Peter experiences God's goodness when he could have deserved like a rebuke.
彼得他自己就经历到他神不但没有指责他，他经过神的爱。
So let's take a look at the passage this morning. In your Bibles, open up to John,
让我们打开圣经来看。
Chapter 21, it's the end of the book of John.
约翰福音21章15节到17节。
And we will have it on the screen as well.
我们在这个荧幕上你们可以看到。
Okay, it's John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. It says this. After breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, Peter replied. You know I love you. Then feed my lambs, Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, Peter said. You know I love you. Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. Once more he asked him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, Lord, you know everything. You know I love you. Jesus said, then feed my sheep.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我这么深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”
Okay, so what's going on in this last portion of the book of John? Many of you know the story, but let's think back to how Peter came to this place with Jesus.
我们要想回想到前面的故事发生是什么样子，就是发生在彼得身上是什么事情。
Remember, a few days earlier, sometime before this, Jesus said to his disciples in the upper room, he said, you know, the time has come. It's time for me, and I'm going to be betrayed. And the time has come for me to leave.
在前 几天这个事情发生的时候，耶稣和他的门徒在楼上，就是他们聚集在一起，因为耶稣知道他的时间到了，他会离开这个世界。
And remember, Peter, always the one who speaks first, always out there, always bold and courageous. He's like, "No, I'll die for you, Jesus. I'll die for you."
你们大家都很知道彼得这个人的个性，你知道他永远是第一个讲话的。他就告诉耶稣说：“我会为你死的。”
Jesus looked at Peter, and I wonder what his face looked like or how he sounded when he said this. He said, Peter, you know, by the end of this night, you're going to deny me three times.
但是当耶稣眼睛盯住彼得看的时候，就说你在我走以前三天以前，会三次不认得我。
And just as predicted, Peter, who had spent 3 years with Jesus. Just think of the time that he had spent with Jesus in his life and seeing Jesus' life and all that they had connected and the ministry they'd done together. But by the end of the night, Peter had denied Jesus.
我们大家想想看，彼得和主耶稣在一起的三年，朝夕在一起，他应该很知道耶稣的，但是在他最后那一晚，他就三次不认我们的主。
He denied that. He's like, I don't know him. You know, like I don't even know this guy.
彼得告诉人家说，我不认得这个人，我完全不认得这个人。
Luke's account says that when he denied him on the third time, that Jesus looked straight into his eyes, into Peter's eyes.
所以这就是彼得耶稣三次问彼得这个问题，你爱我吗？因为他耶稣就盯住看彼得。
And I can't imagine how that must have felt. Like, I can't imagine, like, looking at Jesus' eyes. He just said it. He just said, like, I don't know this guy. Jesus looks up, you know, look into his eyes. What was it, hurt? Was it a blank stare? I don't know.
所以你可以想到彼得心情，他在三次这样的否认耶稣，那他是怎么样的感觉？
Matthew and Luke's account say that after he looked at Jesus looked at him, that Peter went out and wept bitterly.
在马太福音记载这个事情的时候，彼得就走出去放声大哭。
Jesus was crucified and he was buried, and then 3 days later he rose from the dead.
耶稣被钉十字架以后三天埋葬以后三天就复活了。
At this point in the story, he has already appeared.His disciples two times. His disciples have seen him alive a couple of times.
这个事情以后，他又两次向他的门徒显现。
Once behind closed doors, because the scripture says that they were afraid of the Jewish leaders.
有一次是在他们把门关起来的时候，他们这些门徒在里面聚会，因为他怕犹太的首领去抓他们。
And then another time, 8 days later.When Thomas wasn't there the first time, so 8 days later, Thomas and the disciples saw him again, and Jesus had Thomas put his hands where Jesus, where the nails were.
第二次是他们八天以后，耶稣在多马面前的显现。这是多马叫耶稣叫多马，看他的手掌有钉痕的手掌，叫他触摸。他真的觉得耶稣的钉痕的手掌。
But I imagine each time Jesus appeared. Well, I mean, one time it was a surprise. It was like they were behind locked doors, and Jesus is just suddenly there. Do you imagine like where Peter is at? Picture Peter in the room.
但是我每次就想到，那他们都每次每个人都会很惊奇耶稣的复活和他们在一起，但是我很难想象彼得当时的心里那边的情景是怎么样子的。
Each time Jesus appears and Peter's there, I imagine it's just gotta be awkward. It's gotta be uncomfortable for Peter.
我想彼得在那里的每次在那里的情形，他心里都是不是很舒服的。
You know that feeling. You know that feeling when you have something in between another person. You're at a party. You're at a social gathering, and it's just you can feel something between you.
你们可以感觉当时的情形是怎么样？如果在这种情形之下，很多人聚在一起的时候，你这种事情发生的话，彼得是怎么样的感觉
？I mean, the Apostle John, he was at the foot of the cross when Jesus was crucified.
当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，约翰是在十字架底下的。
And the rest of the disciples did scatter. They were scattered all over the place.
所有的他的门徒通通跑散了。
But it was only Peter. It was only Peter who said, "No, I'll be with you to the end. I'll die for you, Jesus."
只有彼得这个人从前就会说过，告诉耶稣，就说我一定跟你在一起，我会跟你一起是死的。
And then three times said, I mean, a girl asked him, he's like, I don't know him. I don't know him.
当别的那个你们记得那天晚上很多使女问这个彼得的时候，彼得说我完全不认得这个人。
So how Peter must feel? How he must feel when he's in the room? Does he stand in the back? Is the normally courageous and bold Peter, the one that speaks out all the time, the one that says everything that comes into his mouth, was he in the back of the room? Like, was he kind of like,looking down at the ground when he was with Jesus.
你们想象在这个场合的时候，很多人他的门徒在一起的时候，彼得是怎么样的表现？你知道，他一定缩头缩脑的躲在后面，你知道，非常的惭愧，你知道，低着头不敢讲话。
It's like he knew that he made a mistake. He knew that he knew. He must have known. I blew it. I had my chance.
彼得心里一定知道他做错了，你知道他在做错了很大的错这个事情。
It's like think of the mistake that you've made in your life where you
There's that time where you wish you could go back. You're like, if I could take those words, if I could take that moment in time and replay it. There's some of those moments in your life where you're like, I just wish I could go back in time. And I wish I could say it again. I wish I could relive it again.
你们大请各位想想，你们在你们自己人生里面是不是也很多这种情形？你希望当时你不应该讲一些话，不应该做一些事情，你真希望能够现在再让你还有一个机会，你知道，能够不要再做这种话，不要说这种话，不再做这种事情。
Either you said something that you wish you wouldn't have said, or you didn't say something, and you wish you would have said it.
你们是不是也觉得我有些话不该讲的？但是而且有些话我是应该当时应该讲出来的。
Or it's an action. It's something that you did. It's something that you did, and you're like, oh, if I could just go back in time, I would not do that.
哦，你们想想，也许我们有些事情，你知道，当时我们做的，我没有想到，你知道，你现在想想，我希望我当时不能不这样做，我是非常后悔的。
But like Peter.There's just no way to take it back. I mean, there's no way that you can go back in time and redo the moment.
但是我们每个人都像彼得一样，他已经做了，他已经说了，有些事情我们不能再会改变的。
And so what Peter does, and maybe you can relate to this. I mean, Peter, he does what he does best. He goes off and he goes fishing.
所以呢，他也是后来以后，我们都知道彼得也是过他自己的生活，也去后来也去捕鱼了。
Right, don't we do that? Sometimes we fall back, like we're in a place where it's like, I just want to get out of here. I just want to leave. I'm just going to go back to who I was. I just forget all of it.
我们大家是不是有这个经验？就是说，在这个时候，我们很后悔的时候，我们就是还是过我们从前的日子算了。我们希望把这个事情忘记。
He goes fishing, and several of the other disciples go out with him late at night. He just goes out. I'm just gonna get away. I'm gonna go fishing.
彼得也是和从前一样，和他一些的门徒就一起又去或打鱼的生活。
At dawn, their boat is near the shore.
当天亮的时候，这个船已经快到岸边了。
Just like way back when they had gone fishing before, and they had caught nothing.
就像从前一样，彼得这样打鱼打了一晚，什么鱼都没有上网。
I imagine it just added to the depression. It's like, I can't do anything right. I can't even catch any fish. Peter's like out there. It's all night. The disciples have caught zero.
你们大家想象，彼得一定也会腿飞身腿上，和打这些门徒去打鱼的时候，打了一晚都没有什么鱼，只有全部没有打到鱼。
They're close to the shore. Someone is on the shore, and they say, someone yells from the shore, throw your nets.Throw your nets onto the right side.
他到快接近岸的时候，他看岸上有个人，就跟他讲：“你把那个网丢下来。”
Maybe it's that somehow from the shore, this person was able to see something that they weren't.
也许这个人因为在他是岸上，所以他看到这些他们在船上打鱼的人，他们自己所看不见的。
They throw their nets on the right side of the boat, and they catch just a huge amount of fish, so much so that they have a hard time pulling it in.
所以当他们在把网从右手边撒出去的时候，他们打了非常多的鱼，他们鱼多的，他们都拉不上来。
And you imagine, something must have clicked. You know, I mean, it's like something must have happened where they're like, this is awfully familiar.
大家这个看这个情形是不是很奇怪？那怎么也一晚都没有打到鱼，现在突然抓了这么多鱼，都捞不进的鱼。
John squints his eyes and looks to the shore.
约翰看到这个情景。
And he's like, it's him, it's Jesus, it's Jesus.
他们终于看到了，这是耶稣。
Peter is back to himself, his normal self. He's like.He's the one that always stepped out first. He's the one that stepped out of the boat when the ocean was. He's the one that like took a guy and lopped off his ear when you know. He's always the one that like goes out first. And so Peter, he's like, it's him. He jumps off. He like pulls up his like you know pulls up his robe and like jumps into the water and swims to Jesus.
耶稣我们知道彼得都是非常急性子的，你们可以想象他一定是一看到耶稣他就把袍子都掀起来，然后用水这样走过去要去找耶稣。
But I still imagine even though you know it's like Jesus, I still imagine there's he might have gotten the shore and there's still like, oh man, he still felt the distance. He still felt like I don't know how to do this. I don't know what to do.
但是我们可以想象到，虽然彼得这样做，但是他可能心里还是有很多的障碍，他觉得不知道怎么面对耶稣。
Jesus serves his disciples again. You know, he's got a fire going. He has, he's cooking fish. It must smell good. Peter must be cold. He's got bread there. I mean, what a meal. Like, it's got to be like, oh, this is going to be so good.
耶稣已经在岸上准备了火，也烤了鱼和面包。那彼得他们一定是人都非常饿了，闻到这个香味都是非常的高兴。
You see, and here, it's right this moment, guys, right here, that Peter begins to experience the grace of God, where it's like little droplets of water of grace are starting to fall on Peter.
他这时候彼得一定感觉到耶稣的恩典表现出来了。
Like it wouldn't have been out of line, it wouldn't have been out of the ordinary or off if Jesus would have rebuked Peter. If he would have said, "What? We have been together for 3 years, Peter. Did we talk about this?" And it wouldn't have been out of line for Jesus to go, "What happened that night? What happened?"
当这个情形的时候，你们可以想象到，如果在耶稣表现出来他非常不高兴，彼得这也是很正常的，对不对？他会指责你到底那天晚上三次不认我是搞什么鬼。
Jesus could have gone further. He could have decommissioned. He could have said, now it's just not working out, Peter. I need someone who I can trust. I need someone who's dependable.
至少主耶稣可以这样做，你知道，他不要彼得就是接这么大的任务，你知道，他可以不叫彼得做以后的传教的领袖。
Peter, I'm sorry, but when push came to shove, when it came down to the wire, you weren't able to hold up.
所以他就是在耶稣可以说，你在这个这么主要的关键的时候，你都没有支持我，你都搞砸了。
So I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to carry on with the ministry. I'm going to ask the rest of the disciples.
耶稣可以跟彼得说，对不起，你知道，我不要你担任我这个重任了，我可以找别的门徒来做这个事情。
But then the grace, right? The grace.
但是这是恩典。
He does the opposite.
耶稣做完全不同的事情。
He shows Peter, patience.He shows Peter goodness.
他让彼得知道上帝的忍耐和上帝的慈爱在哪里。
You notice he doesn't address Peter as Peter, right?
他那时候称呼彼得，不叫他的名字，叫彼得。
Imagine the tone is he's engaged with Peter, and it's pretty. He wants to talk directly to him.
这时候耶稣的口气，不一样了，就跟彼得称呼的时候。
It's more of a formal tone, isn't it, when he's speaking to Peter?
当叫称呼彼得的名字之后，他比较正式了。
Simon, son of John.
他说：“西门的儿子，彼得。
”Do you love me?
你爱不爱我
？See what he was doing. He was doing a little bit. He loved Peter so much. He was doing a little bit of correction.
他所以他在这边有一耶稣有一点口气有点变，因为他非常爱彼得。
He says, "Do you love me more than these?"
他就是问彼得，你是不是爱我比爱这些人更多
？Do you love me more than? You got to remember that Peter was the one who said he would remain faithful. He's like I'll remain faithful when the rest of these brothers fall away. I'll be there for you, Jesus.
你们记不记得 当初以前彼得口气就是说，你知道这些人他都会抛弃你的，只有我彼得可以跟你在一起。
So Jesus is really kind of like just having Peter kind of reflect back and go, do you really love me more like you claim than these men?
所以主耶稣在这样问，你真的是爱我比其他人呢更爱吗？
Can he ask him, Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
所以他在问约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
And he asked him one more time, three times.
他问他第二次。
Each time, Peter affirms his love. Yeah, I do, Jesus. I love you.
他每次彼得的回答都是很肯定的，说我爱你。
And each time, he commissions Peter, like, then lead and care for my flock, care for the people.
哦，每次耶稣叮嘱他的时候，就是说你要喂养我的羊。
So one of the things that's happening, one of the things that he's experienced, that Peter's experiencing, and he experienced God's grace, is that what grace does is that it looks at a person and it says, "You're not there yet, but I can see who you are to be."
但是我们看到神的恩典的时候，就是神已经知道这个人将来会做什么事情。
One of the things that Jesus, when he looks at Peter, and he sees what Peter had just done, where Peter has been, what grace does is because I can see who you are to be, who you are made to be. I know you're not there yet, but I can see who you are.
这个恩典就是神可以很高处看到我们一个人将来要做成就什么事情，虽然你还没有做成功，但是他已经知道你将来应该做会做什么事情了。
Earlier, Simon Peter showed glimpses of it. Remember, there's times, if you think back in the scriptures, you can think like, there's times when Peter showed like, man, it's his best, it's like who he was to be.
哦，在我们在读圣经的时候，都知道彼得都在很早以前就在主耶稣的面前表示他是怎么样一个人。
Remember when Jesus asked like, "Who am I?" and Peter's like, "You're the Messiah."
记得吧？耶稣问过我是谁？彼得就说你是救世主。
He showed glimpses of who he was, his potential.
主耶稣已经看到彼得的将来是会变成什么样的。
Jesus called him Petros.You're the rock, Peter.
那个 Petros 是希伯是那个 Greek 话，就是希腊话，是它是石头。
And so even after this tremendous falling, even after, there's not much more worse that you can think of than like denying the Lord. Even after this tremendous falling, Jesus showers him with grace. He goes, you know what?Feed my sheep.
彼得他自己在之后已经经历过神的爱，就是说神要委托他牧养他的羊。
He showers them with just grace.
上帝用他的恩典浇灌彼得。
Yes, this is significant. The grace of God is significant for us.
这个上帝的恩典对我们也是一样的重要。
First and foremost, we just looked at the grace of God, did we not?
我们都看到上帝的恩典在哪里。
We just had communion where we remembered Him giving Himself to us when we didn't deserve it.
我们这个刚刚领用圣餐的时候，已经知道上帝的恩典跟我们在一起。
He went to the cross. God so loved the world that while we were still yet sinners, like we were still sinning against Him.
当我们还是罪人的时候，我们反对的时候，他还是这样的爱我们，而上十字架。
If you're a Christian, at some level, if you claim to know Jesus Christ, at some level, you should be able to speak about the grace of God in your lives. Like, I can clearly recognize, I can talk about God's grace in my life. You should be able to go, I can tell you a story of God's grace in my life.
如果各位是基督的话，你应该有机会和大家分享上帝的恩典是在哪里，他在你身上做什么样的事情。
And yet even after we become Christians, even after we become Christians and we understand what Christ did on the cross, we still should be able to say, I can still see God's grace active in my life. I can still see God's grace in the church, in God's people.
在我们成基督徒以后，我们的教会里面也是一样，可以看到神的恩典在哪里。
See, because what he does is he, just like Peter, where he can go, you're not there yet, Peter, but I'm going to give you space. I'm going to give you time. I'm going to show you patience, Peter, because you're not there.
但是就是我们刚刚讲到神知道，虽然他告诉彼得你还没有完全成就我要雕塑你怎么样的人，但是我相信你可以做到的。
God looks down at you, he looks down at the church, and he says, you know, I know you're not there yet. He looks down at me and he says, you're not there yet, Brady, but I'm going to give you space and I'm going to give you time because I'm still showing my grace to you. I'm still at work in your lives.
上帝在我们教会也是这样看到你们各位，看到我自己也是神，已经看到我们将来会做什么事情，他给我们时间和空间，给我们准备。
You know, oftentimes we want it now. We look at someone's inner family, we look at someone in the church, and we're like, I want you to be whole, made whole now. Like, I don't have time for you to be, I don't have time to show you grace.
但是我们在教会里面，我们需要一些时间，我们做我们将来要准备神给我们的任务。
Sometimes with ourselves, we're like, you know, I don't want to go through this process of being transformed. I want it now.
很多人就是很急性子，就说我要现在就能够做成。
But this is significant because when Jesus went to Peter after such a severe and heavy.Falling mistake. Jesus says, I'm going to show you patience. I'm going to give you time, Peter.
但是就是这个时候，这个例子，主耶稣就是在他彼得做这么大的错事的时候，彼得上帝还是显现他的恩典，他的忍耐，他的爱心。
I tell you so often, I'm a receiver of grace.
我可以告诉大家，我是得到上帝恩典的人。
You know, one of the main avenues for grace.Is I think that God demonstrates His grace in the institution, in the relationship of marriage.
上帝在我们在婚姻上也是给我们一个管很好的管道。
I didn't know how much grace I needed until I was married.
我真的不知道怎么说上帝给我们这么的恩典，我可以娶到这么好的太太。
Right, like intermarriages through time, My parents are going to be married for 50 years next year, and I think, wow, there's been some grace shown in 50 years.
我的父母不久就有50年的结婚纪念，这是上帝的恩典在他们的身上。
And in my marriage, I've experienced the grace of God.
在我婚姻的生活上，我也是经历神的爱跟我们在一起。
You know, I remember some years ago, Sarah and I were... I think we were engaged at the time.
我回想以前很多年前，那时候我记得大概我们已经订婚了。
I had a clear sense of calling in my life, so I knew that God was calling me.
我知道那个时候，我知道我有呼召。
But what that calling looked like, I had zero clue. I had no idea. I didn't picture myself, 15 years from then, like being at Oakland Chinese Church.
那个时候我真的不知道我这个呼召是什么，我不是很清楚，我没有想到15年以后我会来这个奥克兰华人教会来服侍。
But I was in seminary and I was I don't know, you've probably experienced this maybe sometime in your life where I was lost. I'm in seminary, so I'm on my way, but I was lost.
大家也大概有些人也有我这经验，我那时候在神学院念书的时候，我觉得我好像有点迷失，我不晓得在干什么。
And at the same time, Sarah had already finished her schooling. She had her vocation. She was already in her vocation of teaching. So it was like we were paired up, and I just felt unequal. You know, I felt like I was behind my wife. You know, like I don't know where I'm going. She already has her vocation, you know.
那时候我的太太 Sarah 她已经有她的知道她的目标了，她要做一个老师。那时候我就感觉到好像她比我领先很多，我好像落后了很多。
And I have this distinct memory of us sitting in a parking lot arguing, you know, and because of my insecurity, because of just feeling like I'm not knowing where I'm going and looking at Sarah, I took my eyes off of the Lord. And I just remember just, you know, Sarah and I just having this heavy argument. We're engaged, you know, it's like after you get engaged, then you start, you start arguing then, you know.
那时候我还记得很清楚，那很多年以前我跟 Sarah 在这个停车场里面我们两个就争论，你知道，那时候因为我也不是很清楚神的意思，那然后就跟我的，那时候已经订婚了虽然，但是我跟我太太那天晚上就在争吵在那个停车场里面。
But because Sarah is an avenue, my wife is an avenue of God's grace.
因为 Sarah 她本人就是耶稣给我的管道，
I experienced his grace because Sarah gave me the gift of time, gave me the gift of patience. Right?
因为我从 Sarah 的身上感到上帝给我的恩典，就是他给我忍耐，给我时间。
She apparently saw enough in me. Like, well, he's not there yet. He's not there yet, but, you know, God has something for him. She saw enough of who I could be in the Lord.
Sarah 可能那时候已经把我也看透了，她想你虽然还没有到这个地步，没有完成很多的事情，但是我 对你有信心，你将来一定可以做到的。
And so that was to me, that was like droplets of grace on my face. It was just, you know, it was patience, it was time.
所以这就是上帝用 Sarah 是我的管道，做我感觉上帝的恩典在我的身上。
But of course, it's not just in marriage. Grace is not just shown just in the avenue of marriage.
当然，恩典这个事情也不光是指在婚姻里面。
It's within the family of Christ as well.
在我们主的家庭里面也是一样。
We need to show grace to each other, to one another.
我们彼此需要表示出我们的恩典在哪里。
Many years ago, I remember I hurt one of the brothers on my team here at the church family here.
我记得很多年以前，我使一个跟我一起同工的弟兄受到伤害。
Keep in mind, I didn't mean to hurt this brother. It was a lack of considering this brother. So I wasn't like I was out there to hurt him, but I just lost. I didn't consider him.
其实当时的情形我想起来，我也不是故意要重伤他的，而是我没有一个很关怀他的心。
And I could tell that he was. I could tell that he was hurt.
我可以知道他受伤害。
But instead of treating me with like disdain, or instead of like even worse, like breaking the relationship where you just kind of, you know, you're in the same church, but you just keep your distance, you don't really talk to each other. Instead of that, he showed me grace.
但是在那个时候，这位弟兄还是完全原谅我，他没有就是跟我计较。虽然我们在同一个教会里面，他就是对我非常的好。让我有时间。
He forgave me, and he again gave me time, like just knowing like Brady's, he's gonna grow. Eventually, he'll grow in the Lord. You know, eventually.
他也给我时间，你知道，他想你自己应该长大一点。
So, to you, is there someone in the church today that you need to demonstrate grace to. You need to give them space.
同样的，今天我们在教会里面，我们要跟别人给他们空间，给他们时间，表示出你的恩典在哪里。
You need to look at them with eyes that say, you know what? I know where you're at currently, but I also know that God's working your life, and I know that God's not done with you yet. So you will be there.
我们要也是跟上帝一样，要给人家 有希望，有前瞻，知道他的将来一定会成就一些事情的。
Perhaps they've even wronged you. You know, perhaps they've said something that's been hurtful to you.
也许你知道你有些也重伤别人的事情。
But instead of punishment, instead of rebuke, you release them, you let go.
我们应该用一个原谅的心，不要去报复，让他这个事情过去。
I've noticed that grace is often related to forgiveness.
我们知道这个恩典是和原谅是有很密切的关系。
It can also be expressed in patience, like I'm going to show patience to you.
而且可以在忍耐里面表现出来。
And again, time, just giving the person time to become who God is making them to be.
给他们时间，让上帝来造就他。
OCC, we want to be a people of grace because the one that we serve is full of grace.
我们要把这个 OCC 变成一个有恩典的教会。
And we can see it here in this passage. We see it with Peter.
我们要在现在这个地方可以看到。
Jesus is demonstrating his grace to Peter, and it has a lasting effect on Peter.
因为我们已经看到耶稣在彼得身上，他做这么有成就的事情，影响彼得的一生。
Later, when Peter writes a letter, he's writing to God's people. He calls God the God of all grace.
所以当以后彼得写书的时候，他就提到上帝是充满了恩典。
You see, the thing is, though, is that when Jesus met with Peter, it wasn't just so that Peter could experience, just so that he could experience grace. There was a little bit more.
所以当主耶稣在彼得身上显现的时候，不是光光只是彼得一个人，而是更多的人。
In other words, when Peter experienced the grace of God, Peter was not to keep this moment between him and Jesus and just leave it at this moment.
彼得和耶稣的关系不是停留在那个阶段。
It would have been easy for Peter to go, thank the Lord, I'm forgiven. We're back in a right relationship, and just leave it there.
其实对彼得讲，他是很容易做，他只要说，哦，谢谢你，主耶稣，你知道，我就到这个阶段就为止了。
But what Jesus said, he's like, no, Peter.I'm giving you grace because I want you to feed my sheep.
主耶稣的意思就是说，不是我光光给你彼得这个恩典，而是你要喂养我的羊。
Jesus had just given them an extra large load of fish.
主耶稣给彼得更多的鱼。
I mean, just like he did when he was with Peter and Andrew way back when, and he said, you know what?He gave him a large catch of fish and said, "Be fishers of men. I'm going to make you fishers of men."
这就是我们刚刚谈到的主耶稣帮这个他的弟兄安德烈和彼得捕了很多的鱼，他就是告诉他要使很多的人能够归主。
It was grace, but it was grace with a prompt. I'm showing you grace that you might go and show grace, the same grace to others.
这就是主耶稣不是专门给彼得，而是要彼得给其他更多的人。
He restores Peter and tells him each time, Peter, care for the flock, care for my sheep, feed my sheep.
所以主耶稣一再叮咛的就是要塑造彼得，你要喂养我的羊，你要喂养更多的羊。
Peter, you're restored. You are restored so that you can do the kingdom work.
主耶稣知道彼得的将来可以做天国的子民。
I'm restoring you so that you can make disciples, minister to people.
他告诉彼得，我对你有信心，我知道你将来可以吸引更多的门徒。
And our call, church, OCC, our call is to do the same.
我们欧克兰华人教会也是一样，我们应该有这种使命。
We talk about freedom in communion, like the freedom that we have. And that freedom, that grace that we receive, is a freedom to love others,
freedom to minister to others.
我们刚刚在领圣的时候，我们感觉到我们得到自由，我们应该比别人也有自由。
We experience God's grace so that it can flow through us.
我们经过上帝这个恩典在我们的身上，感他的这种。
So how are we? How are we to feed the sheep? I know sometimes when you think of feeding the sheep, you think of pastor. You think of elders are to feed the sheep.
我们到底怎么样是喂养羊？我们常常觉得喂养羊是牧师是长老的事情。
But this passage is for the church. It's for the church family. It's for all the church.
但是这个信息是带给我们所有教会的人。
So one of the ways that the church can begin to feed, because we feed each other, we feed one another.
我们可以互相的喂养。
Is to identify the gifts that God has given you.
我们可以发现上帝给我们每个人是怎么样的恩典，怎么样的才能。
You know, because sometimes when I'm with some of you, you feed me.
我常常有时候跟你们周围在一起的时候，你也是喂养我。
Sometimes when you are with one another, you're feeding each other, you're caring for each other.
所以你们没有。和其他人在一起一样，也是别人也是喂养你，你也是喂养别人，你们互相的帮忙。
Some of you out there have the gift of hospitality.
有人会有这种就是接待的恩赐。
Some of you, when someone comes to your house and you host them, when they leave your house, they feel built up in the Lord.
你当你请人家到你家里面的时候，那个客人走的时候，就觉得上帝和他在一起。
So what you're to do is you're to host people. That's how you feed the sheep.
这就是你的怎么会接待人的才能，你知道你怎么样是喂养你的羊。
Some of you have the gift of help, the gift of service.
有些人呢会服务人家。
You can see, your eyes can see where people need help, and you want to help people. And when you do that to the church family,You're feeding the flock. I mean, you're using your gift.
你自己可以看到很多人在我们教会，他会知道他怎么样的可以是服务别人的，那他就有的才能，他可以服务别人。
Some of you have the gift of counsel. Like you, when you talk with people, God's gifted you with wisdom from Him. And your job, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to listen to people.
有些人很有那个安慰人家的才能，你知道这些上帝的给他特别的能力，可以劝解别人，可以去。
The best thing you can do is to, right now, like maybe if you have that gift of counsel, is to listen to people and encourage people.
假如你这个才能是辅导人家的话，你会喂养你的羊。
Maybe you're familiar with the gifts, maybe you're not. But if you don't, one of the things you can do this week is.Is to look into 1 Corinthians 12. Okay, that's what you can do this week and go, hey, I'm going to identify the gift that I have and I'm going to use it to feed the sheep, feed the flock.
如果你们这个礼拜请你们看看哥林多前书十二章怎么样的告诉你在教会喂养你的羊。
Because church, we've been called to be ministers.
我们教会是一个宣道的教会。
We've experienced God's grace.To give to others.
我们经历神的恩典，我们也要把这个恩典给别人。
This is the word of the Lord.
这是上帝的话。
Amen.
Amen.